Sukkos is connected. Probably states are connected on any covered, right? Man, the Sukkos of Nisrael does goes on any covered. And the Ananiko and his batil by the Cheto Eagle. No, the Gils and the Goin says on the cover, only one, only two, the Yams, the first Anonim. And Achkopa with the Cheto Eagle, the Ananiko and his batil, the class are no longer Ananiko. And the Wachoizel, if you keep Mushkim down Luchas Schneers, it was Metzave on the Binyan on Mishkan, so on Yud Aleph. He was mitzav in the binyan of Mishkan. He mevi ba boike, so he brought the Klal Yisrael, brought all the things for tzorchei of Mishkan on Yud Beis and Yud Gimel. Then Yud Dalet, they made the cruz. Yeah, Eisha Yavi, and no, you don't need any more. On Tezvav, they started the Melechus of Mishkan. And since Tezvav, they started the Melechus of Mishkan, then Ani covered with Chayzer. And the Balda Ani covered with Chayzer on Tezvav, so therefore, that's we have Sukkos and Tzav Tishrei. That's when those are the Nani Kovid, the Ma'ir Dera Sing, but Sukkos the Israel are the Nani Kovid of Chayzel and Tzav Tishrei. So we have to understand a little bit tefill. What's the connection between the Ma'isa HaMishkan, the Binyan HaMishkan, and the Nani Kovid? Why would the Nani Kovid, what's the pshat that Bisman Klai Yisrael started to Binyan HaMishkan, the Melechus HaMishkan? When they started the Melechus HaMishkan, it's an Nani Kovid v'Chayzel. What's the bedavka, the connection between these two Zachen, the Nani Kovid and the Melechus HaMishkan? So it's brought down over here, B'Shem Degoyin, the Loshen over here is, and the pshat shabbos is like this. The side of the Mishkan is Hazros Hashchina by Klal Yisrael. That's the Mokum the Goyim says on the Pesuk of Habakkuk. קרב שונם תודיה זה ביס המגדו שבאים ביומנו כמו שנאמה וידעתם שם הויץ מרצחם וידיענו במשכן שרוב ידיע הן במשכן שרוב השכין השוער כמו שנאמה שחנת בסיעות ויודו כניע שם הלוקיהם זהו תודיה. So the inside of the Mishkan is the Gilui Shechino of in the Mikdash, and the Yedi Hayna B'Mishkan, Sherova Shechino Shoira. Right? Then the Mishkan, the Pshat, the Mokum, where you can see the Ashros Ashchina by Klal Yisrael. The Baal, the Mishkan, the Mokum, the Ashros Ashchina by Klal Yisrael. So the Ashchol, the Melechus HaMishkan, the Ananikov, this was the inside of Ananikovid. So the Ananikovid is also, that's what Ananikovid are. Ananikovid are, Vidatem Kni Hashem. So Yibazei is going to say, Das connected the post of Malamayisha Kinekal Amcha Esani Flois. So the Kinekal Amcha Esani Flois, that's a going to say like this. After Holach Anofne Betis Mitzrayim, Lohi Lushayt Ad Hayom, Vezel Lohi Lene Kol Yisrael, Rak Lefe Anavim Shobem, Mashinkin Kan. So Shin Lene Kol Yisrael, Bechol Masim Zohu Apele. So the side of the Ananikov, the Vechayza, on Tezvav, that was the Hizgalus of Kene Amcha Eseni Floyz. The Hainu, the Hizgalus of the Rabban Shemiz, with Klal Yisrael, that's what the Nani Kovid are. So maybe let's push it to understand the Fizu. The bald side of the Melechus HaMishkan, the Mishkan itself, is the Hizgalus of the Shechino. And that's the Hizgalus of the Shechino, the Keneged, that once Klal, so the Pshat's like this. Once Klal Yisrael start to make a Mishkan, and the Tachas of the Mishkan, the Yisrael of the Mishkan is to give the Shechino by Klal Yisrael. So Klal Yisrael, the Pshat's like this. When Yisrael made the Mishkan, they created a Mokum for Hizgalus HaShechino. So Klal Yisrael, their Maisa Mishkan, their Melechus HaMishkan, created the Hizgalus of Shechino by Klal Yisrael. To me, they can get me this portion like that. He bought Klal Yisrael, shaft to mock misgalus ashkino, to mide knegemina rabbinish the master shkinose, besir klal Yisrael. How do mashka shinos besir klal Yisrael? That's the anani kovoid, that the pshad anani kovoid, a gilu shkino, that the pshad rabbinish is with klal Yisrael. That's the mide kneged mido of the mlechas amishkon, kneged the anani kovoid klal Yisrael. But so far on, a little bit more also. Kiyodua, Goyen says, Tul says, yeah, that the Gimel Shloshere Golem are connected to the Ovis. Pesach is connected to Avrom, and Shavuot is connected to Yitzchak, and Sukkot is connected to Yankiv. What's the meaning of this? What's the Bira at Vorm we say that Sukkot is connected to Yankiv? It is known in Versteht Avrom, and Yitzchak, but I'll put it in Sukkot. Yeah. What's the Yisrael we say that Sukkot is connected to Yankiv? Posik says, well, Miknei also Sukkos. So that's a marker that Sukkos, the Shaykhaz of Sukkos is with the Yankov Avinu. Chazal say, by the Beis HaMikdash, Loik Avrom Shokore Har, Veloik Yitzchak Shokore Sode, Elik Yankov Shokore Baish, Nemuch V'nilcha Beis Hashem. So it says over here that Yankov Avinu is the Shoyer Shakdusha of the Beis HaMikdash. Yankov Avinu said, Ein Zekim Beis Elokim Vezer Shara Shomayim, so Yankov Korobayis, Yankov Avinu was Kaveya, the Kedusha of the Mikdash. So Pshad of Mashinu, Avrom, like Avrom, Shokore Har, Har and Sode are not, Har and Sode are not Mukofim, right? Bais is mukuf. Hashos Hashchino in the pshat is this yisoid of dafk in the Beis HaMikdash, not anywhere else. The pshat you need a kvius hamokim, and a mokv is only nikva al yedei gdorim. If you bali have gdorim, that's kaveya the mokim that shark to heaven as Hashos Hashchino within that mokim. Loik Avrom shkav loik yank gizrishkor so yam shkor bais of the pshat. The yisoid of the ability to have a mokem amikdosh, Yankov Avinu created by Klal Yisrael Shabta Mikdosh. The koyach, the ability to create the mokem amikdosh, that comes from Yankov Avinu. So in Pshat we say that Sukkot is connected to Yankov. Bira Dvorim is like this. Noch weiter abissen. Yankov is kyodua, Sorm is Avrom is Chesed. Yitzchak is Din, is Gvura, right? Yankov is Tiferes. And Torah is Tiferes. Yankov Avinu is the side of Yosheva Holim, to Pshat is Shafing, the Metzis, Torah by Klal Yisrael is by Yankov Avinu. So Pshat's like this, despite the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu is Mekabel Torah, Posos Torah Tzivolonu Moshe, Moirosho Kehilas Yankov. Birat Vorim, I was reading from Ravutno. See, so the Birat Vorim is like this. Avad Givis Moshe Rabbeinu gave us the Torah. So the Mitzvah of Torah, Moshe is Torah. Netzach is Moshe, that's Torah. The ability, the affinity to Torah, the ability of a Shaykh is the Torah, the fact that we can be internalized, that Kajor the Torah within ourselves, that's Yankov Avinu Shaft. So the Pshat is Torah Tzivolonu Moshe. Moshe was the one that Shaft, that gave Torah to Klal Yisrael. The ability to have Torah, the ability of a Shaykh is the Torah, that's Yankov Avinu geschaffen. That's Pshat Merosho, Kihilas Yankov. So we hear now that the Yisod of the Beis HaMikdash is like Avrom Shkahav like Shkor Sode Ki Yank Shkor Bais. So the Pshat is if Yank Avinu, the Yisod of Yank Avinu is Torah, Tiferes, right? And the Yisod of Beis HaMikdash is through Yank Avinu Shav Ein Zakim Beis Elokim. So a kocher as a shayres, and the bir ad must of posh miyoid. What's the shayres of Ashros Ashchino in the Beis HaMikdash? Chosh in Beis HaMikdash is the pshat, the in Be'orgin Shtiyot, in the Shtiyot, the Ramban Tach Mazbo Be'arichus, in the beginning of Parshas Kisiso, beginning of Truma, Hakopon, the Vaz Maz Be'arichus, the whole side of the Beis of the Mishkan was, that these galus of Maimon Al Sinai should be carried on in the Mishkan. So the Pshat is just this Galz Maimad Al Sinai was a Kabbalah Satira. The Mishkan is a Kaseda Dike Hemshech of this Galz Kabbalah Satira of Sinai. And Memele, that is side of the more Ashwas Ashkin on the Mikdash. Pshat Ashwas Shin the Mikdash, the Pshat is the Hemshech, just as Bizman Matan Torah itself, it was out in the Glaser, yeah, was a total Gilui. So that was the Gilul Chola Oilam. In the Mishkan Ledoirais, and who are doing the Besa Mikdash weiter? Mishkan Haino Mikdash, Mikdash Haino Mishkan. So I said, Gemore. So Pshat, the Besa Mikdash Ledoirais, and the Mishkan Ledoirais, either Pshat is, you have these Galus Ashkina, but remember Maimad Al Sinai. He was from Meshnei Akruvim. That was Nimshach in the Mikdash also. And that's the Pshat that say that there's an Ashros Ashkino in the Mikdash. Shkon the Mikdash of Pshat, the Gilui of Torah, that was by Maimon HaSinai, is Nimshach in the Mikdash. That's the Pshat of Ashros Ashkino in the Mikdash, that's Nisgale. And Biyam is the Goyin says even more than that. The Goyin sagt doch, Haidin be Mishkin Shoro Ashkino Shoro. So the Pshat is Shit of God that the in the Mishkan you're able, what's meant that you can see that you can see the Shekhinah, you can see his Galus Hashem, what does it mean? Yeah. I mean with you can see with your eyes. So the Gaon is Maaz, that's a Pshat V'yodu K'ani Hashem. The Yisrael V'yodu V'yadir is the Chil Yadir, the Pshat Shetan Sforim. It's an Akor so Borur, it's an Akor that you have, it's so totally. We find that the Loshen Yadir is Odom Yovas Chava Ishtoi. Yadir is a Loshen Chibu. Why Yadir a Loshen Chibu? Because the Pshat of Yadir means something that's so clear to me innerly. Rashi teaches the Chabai, but Sal Rashi says, "V'amalase bechokma das." Rashi said, "Forget the last naposik." Malase bechokma das v'svuna. Akol ponim. Rashi savano das eruch hakodesh. What means is das eruch hakodesh? The pshat of das is that a zach becomes totally, completely clear to you. You understand it. You're involved in it totally. It's always becomes part of you. That's why das yedi is called loshen chibur. Because das means something that becomes so clear to you that it becomes mamish part of you. If we say that in the mikdash, in the mishkan, there was Ashros Ashkina, and the Goyin says everybody was able to see it in the Mishkan. That's why it's called Yedatam V'yodakan Yashem Alakayim. So the Pshat of Yediyah means that in the Mishkan a person was able to be Zoichet, to understand, to have a Shaykhis with the Rabbeinu Shalolim, that great that he was able to be Masig, the Shekhinah that was Shoyre in the Beis HaMikdash, or in the Mishkan. Meaning, not the Pshat, that grace, you walk in, you see a fire. That's not the Bir HaDvorim. No, the Pshat is, a person was able to misale, to reach the Dalga. Yoyna Novi, Yoyna Ben Amitai became a Novi, says, from Simchat Beis HaSheva. But the Pshat is, because in the Mishkan you were able to be Nis'ala to that Madrega, even of Nevuah. Pshat is, because Mok Mashros HaShchina means, the Banish the Megal HaShchina means, that we're able to understand and to be Masik and to internalize so clearly the Das of the Ritzayin Hashem, the Das Hashem, that becomes part of us. And that's why it's called Yediyah. That's the Pshat of the Das. Fizu is Azeh, the Pshat is Azeh. Goyin says, on this posik in Chabakuk, Shemati, Zetzias Mitzrayim, Shemati, Shimach Yeresi, Poche Bekerev, Shonim Chay Bekerev, Shonim Tadia. So the Goyin, Hinkneged Pesach, Vyatzel, Poche Ein, Luchas Shnia, Shonit Nubiyam Akipum, Bikshanovi Bekerev, Shonim Tadia, Uwem Bevis Amigdosh, Veniv the Besukaj, Kozo Bishirashim. That the Pshat is Ker Tadia, the Soid of the Binyan HaBayis is Toidia, the Yediyah that we get through the Binyan HaBayis, that Yediyah is Chal on Sukkos. And that's the story that Vorim, that the man Yedu de Rasechim Basukkos Shavu Bnei Yisrael, man Yedu de Rasechim de Pshat, the bald, the story of Sukkos is the Ashros HaShchino, the Keneged of the Melechus HaMishkon, is the Ashros HaShchino by Klal Yisrael, that was Nisgala through Anani Kovid. So you say that the idea, my yedos, my sukkashav in Israel, that idea was became part of them. It became amish internalized totally. They were able to be masig. The gilish chin that was in the anani covered. And by sukkas the doyros, that's the pshat. Shtei do azay. Kishem shachal shemaim ala yiget chachal shemaim ala sukkah. What's the pshat? Chachal shemaim ala sukkah. Sukkas connected anani covered. The anani covered were a metzis of gilish chin by klal Yisrael. Kshem shechal shemayim alach gichal shemayim alach sukkah do pshat state in sukkah that the ability to be in the sukkah, we see the board, we see whatever we make the sukkah out of, yeah from love and whatever, but I call upon him be yisoydoi bepnimius sheboi is beyetzim anani kovid ma'edu raserim asrub ne Yisroel with a means anani kovid. I mean the sukkah is a hemshech of anani kovid, the sukkah is a hemshech of anani kovid. So you basay the yisoid of the sukkah is that a person can, I mean, it can have from the sukkah itself, from the metzias of the sukkah going into the sukkah, the same gilu shechino, versteht sich, in a lesser madriga, not quite the same. That the klal is for zoicha to mitzad the mleches hamishkon tzad yanani kovid. Mushteid lechura agres rachidush doichet. Because the Yem is talking like this. The luchas shniyos were given on Yom Kippur, right? The gilui shchino in the Beis Hamikdosh was only after the mleches hamishkon were finished. Until then, before the mleches hamishkon was finished, there was no gilui shchino. Klal for zoichat in nani covered even before the gilui shchino. In other words, once they started the mleches hamishkon, they had the anani covered before they actually had the gilui shchino and the mishkon itself. So the pshat's like in the hell maybe. The side of the mishkon, as we said, is the gilui of the Torah. That's the maimed asinai, the hashkos hashchino, the gilui of the Torah that's in the Beis Hamikdash. Even before they had that, they already had the gilui shchino of the anani kovid. Ken zayin. Shedu yisoyed azayin. There's an Indian of Torah Tzivol on the Moshe, who said, Merosh Kilos Yankiv. The Merosh Kilos Yankiv is the Achono, not the Torah itself. Sukkot, you can have the Achono to Torah even before Sukkot, you can have the Achono to Torah even before you have the Torah itself. Because just like in the Anani Kovod themselves, the Anani Kovod came before you put the Oren into the Mishkan. So the Anani Kovod came before there was actually the Gilui Shchino of the Torah in the Mishkan, the word of Anani Kovod by Klal Yisrael. So Klal Yisrael were kodem to the actual Metzius of the Gilui Shchino in the Mishkan. Lefizu the Yisrael ken zayin al yedei the Sukkah. A person that comes into the sukkah and is zoiche, that the sukkah becomes his anani kovid, and he's zoiche through the sukkah being his ale to the gilui shchina that shaykh for us to have, to the yediyah that shaykh for us to be mizdabik in the ritzoyin Hashem. Afterwards, then you get the Torah. Kenz and that's we have sikhas Torah after sukkahs. Because the pshat is the akdoma. The Achono, Klal Yisrael had the Anani Kovod before they had the Metzis of the Torah and the Mishkan itself. So a person can have the Achono to that before, yeah, that's what I'm saying, Marosh Kilos Yankiv is before to receive a loan of Moshe. So when it became a Marosh Kilos Yankiv, first, a person that creates within himself the affinity to Torah, the ability to Torah, the shayach, to have a connection with Torah, then he can take have the Torah itself after too. So that's why sukkah is in the pshat. Al yedei going into the sukkah, al day having the gilui shchina from the sukkah itself. The nani kovid, Ich stehe bei Sukkah. Ja, in der Beinschlamm Sukkah. Wenn wir scheichen, a person goes into the Sukkah, he can go two ways. He can walk into the Sukkah, eat lunch, and what? Ja, a person goes into the Sukkah of Shatis, and bemokkim, where the Beinschlamm Maschkech in Osse. The Beinschlamm Nani Kovat are here. A person can look at the Sukkah and see himself as part of the Yediyah, as part of the Shaykhis to the Nani Kovat, Beinschlamm Maschkech Beklal Yisrael, can be in his altar the Daga afterwards to Limud HaTorah itself, where you don't approach it. We should be Zeichem Yat Hashem to have that in Tzias.
Because it's a good thing.